Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Sing aloud to God, let the people shout before his throne. Hallelujah, sing aloud to God, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord.
From the depths of the sea,
let all creation praise his name.
From the depths of the sea,
let all creation praise his name. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord. Shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah, shout hallelujah unto the Lord.
Thank you, Garth. Shout hallelujah to the Lord. Welcome this morning to the Pippin Road Church of Christ. Glad to see everybody here this morning. If you are a guest today, doubly glad to see you with us today, as we do have several of our members who are traveling away and will hopefully be home soon to be with us here. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. And it's good to be here in the house of the Lord to praise our God for the great things that he has done, and to praise him because he is worthy. If you would please take the time, if you have your cell phone with you, to be sure that it's on silent mode so we can go through our service without that slight disturbance of a ring in the middle of our service, which happens from time to time. Coming in this morning, driving down the Atlantic City Expressway, even in the clouds, with the gray sky, still seeing the beauty of the trees and the colors, just reminded me of our great God and the creation declaring his glory and the great things that he has done for us. I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 16 to lead us into our worship this morning. If you have a pew Bible in front of you, it's found on page 53 of that the pew Bible. Exodus chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. I have heard the grumblings of the sons of Israel. Speak to them, saying, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it came about at evening that quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew evaporated, behold, on the surface of the wilderness there was a fine flake-like thing, as fine as the frost on the ground. When the sons of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, it is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. Let's have a prayer as we go forward into our worship service. Our great Heavenly Father, we read of this time in history in the Old Testament, and we're reminded, Lord, that you are a God of promise, and you're a God that does not have empty promises, but you fulfill your promises. We're grateful, Lord. You're a God of great power, we're reminded of, and that you can cause things to happen that we cannot predict, to care for us, to care for your people. We're reminded, Lord, that you're just a God of awesome strength, and you care for us and you love us. And so we're thankful, Lord. As we get ready to go into our service, Father, we pray that our hearts will be one and will be united in our praise to you because you are so worthy of these things. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the provision that you have made, not only for us physically, not only for our safety, but Father, for the provision that you have made for our souls and our eternal resting place through your great Son, Jesus. We give our Savior, Jesus, we give you glory and praise that you deserve this day. Thank you, Lord. Through your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Mike. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning, church. It's good to be here this morning. Good to be with you. This morning, we're going to be singing and praising God. And in our scripture readings and our responsive readings, we're going to focus our thoughts and hearts completely around the celebration of the Lord's Supper. And it is a celebration. There's a lot of emotion in the Lord's Supper because of its meaning. And we want to focus completely our hearts on that today. Let's all stand and sing in a time of praise and worship to God. Hosanna. Just a second. I'm going to get it on there. Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name. Exalted, O Lord my God, Hosanna in the highest. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory, glory, glory to the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name. O Lord my God, Hosanna in the highest. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the King of Kings. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the King of Kings. Lord, we lift up your name. Hearts full of praise, be exalted, O Lord my God, Hosanna in the highest. Blessing and honor, glory and power, be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power, be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days, for none can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. sing unto the Ancient of Days, for none can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days, every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory, every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you will be exalted, O God, and your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. O Ancient of Days. O Ancient of Days. O Ancient of Days. O Ancient of Days.
O the fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, calls for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee, never leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Amen. Please be seated. Let's listen to the word of God.
Jesus told the crowd, "This is the will of God, that you believe in the one he has sent." They replied, "You must show us more miracles if you want us to believe you are the Messiah. Give us free bread every day like our fathers had while they journeyed through the wilderness. As the scriptures say, Moses gave them bread from heaven." Jesus said, "Moses didn't give it to them. My Father did. And now he offers you true bread from heaven." The true bread is a person, the one sent by God from heaven, and he gives life to the world. "Sir," they said, "give us that bread every day of our lives." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. No one coming to me will ever be hungry again. Those believing in me will never thirst. But the trouble is, as I have told you before, you haven't believed even though you have seen me. But some will come to me, those the Father has given me, and I will never reject them. For I have come here from heaven to do the will of God, who sent me, not to have my own way. And this is the will of God, that I should not lose even one of all those he has given me, but that I should raise them to eternal life at the last day. For this is my Father's will, that everyone who sees his Son and believes on him should have eternal life, that I should raise him at the last day." Even his disciples said, "This is very hard to understand. Who can tell what he means?"
Jesus knew within himself that his disciples were complaining and said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what will you think if you see me, the Messiah, return to heaven again? Only the Holy Spirit gives eternal life. Those born only once with physical birth will never receive this gift. But now I have told you how to get this true spiritual life. But some of you don't believe me." For Jesus knew from the beginning who didn't believe and knew the one who would betray him. And he remarked, "That is what I meant when I said that no one can come to me unless the Father attracts him to me." At this point, many of his disciples turned away and deserted him. Then Jesus turned to the 12 and asked, "Are you going too?" Simon Peter replied, "Master, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life, and we believe them and know you are the Holy Son of God."
Good morning, everyone. I want to just talk to you just for a few brief minutes this morning. We've got some family visiting with us from Panama City, Florida. I don't know if you got a chance to meet them earlier, but we've just had a great weekend with them. We got a chance to go yesterday into Philadelphia and go to the Reading Terminal Market. How many of you have been there? Oh, yes. Awesome. Okay. Am I making you hungry already? And so we got a chance to go there and really just kind of experience the whole event and the atmosphere. And I thought I was in some kind of heavenly place because there was food everywhere I turned. And I'm a big sucker for bakeries. How many of you love just baked goods and bread, right? Man, some of you are just like, you know, a nice warm croissant. That's so good, or a nice warm loaf of bread, and just the smell is in the air, just food, period. The smell of food is in the air at this place. And so as I was reading the text yesterday, this John 6 text, and Jesus is talking about being the bread of life and this true water that comes and will never go hungry and will never thirst again. But you know, that's not what's important about the text. That's not what's important about the text. There's something even more important about the text in John 6 than Jesus being the bread and the water of life. And here's another thing I observed as I walked around aimlessly in Philadelphia yesterday, because Siri took me to all kinds of different places. We walked for 30 minutes, I think, lost. I guess you don't want to call it lost if I had one of these giving me directions, but we just weren't going in the right direction, let's put it that way. And so as we're walking around the city, I noticed something there. I'm the type of person, I just enjoy sitting at a park bench or going to a mall and sitting down with a cup of coffee and just observing people, looking at people. You're probably thinking, man, he's one weird cat. But I love just looking at people. You want to know why? Because everybody here has a story. Everybody here has a story. Everybody here has come from somewhere and is dealing with something right now and is going somewhere. The cool thing about our stories is that our stories intertwine. Our stories meet. Our stories cross paths, not just with each other's, but with God's. And so we get to be part of this incredible narrative called the story of God. And so as I looked at people and I saw their faces, I just couldn't help to think this thought. Everyone needs something to believe in. This world right now needs something to believe in. I mean, I don't know how long it's been since you looked at the news. You know, I get these little Fox News and CNN news updates on my phone. Do you get that? Just interact with me a little bit. Yeah, you get them. And I've just kind of been like, I want to turn that off because I don't want to hear about what's going on in the world right now. You feel like that sometimes? You know, school shooting here. You know, train turns over and kills 40 there. You know, I mean, all this craziness going on. And all I can think of was, you know, the world just needs something good to believe in. And that is the core of John 6. He says, you know what? I'm paraphrasing here. I'm not going to keep giving you food, people. Because you ain't believing it, even if I'm giving you food. Moses gave you food, and look what you did to him. He says, you just need to believe. Don't believe in the miracles that I'm doing. Don't believe in the stuff that you're seeing. Just believe what I'm telling you. Believe what I'm saying to you. Believe that what I'm saying is life-changing for you. Believe that I'm the Son of God. Believe that I can fulfill you and satisfy you beyond any material possession you may have, beyond any relational place where you may be. Believe that I can be everything for you. I love Psalm 23, the beginning of that psalm. You know, the psalmist says, God, you're everything that I need. You're everything that I want. I will not be in want. I will not be in need because, you, God, you supply everything for me. You supply everything for me when I'm down and out and I don't have enough money to pay the bills, when I'm hurting and I feel sick, when my kids are away from home and they're unfaithful, when even my faith is low. God, you supply everything for me. Believe. And I just don't know. And I look around today at the church. Can I preach a little bit right now? And I just look at I look around and I look at the church and I just say, does the church really believe who Jesus is today? I mean, we can say we believe. I can stand up here and preach to you and say, yeah, I believe Jesus is the Savior. I believe Jesus. But is my life showing that I believe who Jesus is, who he says he is? I don't know, Matt, if you were expecting preaching this morning, but I'm sorry, brother. I just got to let the Spirit do what the Spirit does. And I'm just saying, like, is our life showing that Jesus is who he is in the everyday walk of my life? Like when I'm walking with friends, when I'm working alongside a coworker, when I'm dealing with family issues, is Jesus really part of my heart? Am I dispensing grace like Jesus does? Is Jesus really who he says he is in my life? Do I believe it? Man, I believe a lot of things. I believe the Cowboys may win the Super Bowl. Maybe even a better laugh. Maybe the Eagles may win the Super Bowl. And you're laughing now, huh? But just because I believe the Cowboys may win the Super Bowl don't mean a hill of beans that they're going to win the Super Bowl. Have you looked at their record? Have you looked at how they're playing? It doesn't seem like they're going to win the Super Bowl. As much as Jerry Jones may believe they're going to win the Super Bowl, they're not going to win the Super Bowl. As much as we may believe Jesus is who he says he is in our lives, what's the record show? How are we doing on the field? How are we doing in the huddle? How are we doing on the sidelines? Does Jesus reign in your life this morning? Because he wants to. He wants to. He wants to break through all the junk we deal with, all the stuff that occupies our brains and occupies our hearts that makes us be who we are. Jesus wants to change that. I don't know about you, but sometimes I look in the mirror and I just say, man, I don't want to be that guy in the mirror. I want to be Jesus. I know one thing for sure. Jesus is trying to do something with you and with you and with you, 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 with me. He's trying to do something. And it's much easier if we let him do it. But we have to believe. We have to believe. The world needs something to believe in. Something greater than what's going on today. Something greater than the government and the economy. Something greater than even organized institutions, because a lot of folks have been let down by the church. They need something greater. They need to see Jesus living in us. God bless you.
Thank you, Carlos. At this time, we're going to give the parents opportunity, if the kids want to go out for Kids for Christ. This is the this would be the opportune time. In light of what Carlos shared, I wanted to put up another scripture here, and I want to ask you a question. What has Jesus done in me? Let's read. Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Believing in God is telling our story, is looking at what Jesus has done in me. He's given me grace in place of grace. He's given us truth, real truth, real bread. We've never seen God, but we know what it is to have a relationship with God, because Jesus made him known. That's what we're celebrating today, is that Jesus made the Father known to each one of us. Let's sing this song.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Let the blind say, I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Into the river I will wade, there my sins are washed away. From the heaven's mercy stream of the Savior's love for me. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. I will rise from waters deep into the saving arms of God. I will sing salvation songs. Jesus Christ has set me free. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again. Hosanna, Hosanna, to the Lamb that was slain. Hosanna, Hosanna, Jesus died and rose again.
At this time, we're going to have our brother George. He's going to come forward and pray for the bread and the cup.
will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we come before you this day with contrite and remorseful hearts. Father, we know that we have sinned. We know that no matter how hard we try, we fall far short of your glory. Father, we thank you for your unending mercy and your unending love, and that you allowed your Son, Jesus Christ, to come here on this earth in the form of man, still God. And you allowed him to pay the ultimate sacrifice, his death. And it is at this time that we remember his great sacrifice by participating in this communion. Father, we ask that you be with us. We ask that you cleanse our hearts. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Turn my heart,
O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole life flows in the river of your Spirit. And my name brings honor to the Lamb. Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your
everyone been served? We're going to do, just to participate in a responsive reading here, circled around the Lord's Supper. The words in yellow, we will repeat together. You will repeat them with me, and we will have a reading and a response. Again, with the line in yellow. After the responsive reading, I want to ask the ushers to come forward and serve the cup. Repeat with me. The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
What we have heard and know, and what our fathers have declared to us, we will declare to the generation to come, the glorious deeds of the Lord and his strength, and the wonders that he wrought.
The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
He commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven. He rained manna upon them for food and gave them heavenly bread.
The Lord gave them bread from heaven.
Man ate the bread of angels, food he sent them in abundance. And he brought them to his holy land, to the mountains his right hand had won.
The Lord gave them bread from heaven. Please come forward.
Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole life flows in the river of your Spirit. And my name brings honor to the Lamb. Turn my heart, O Lord, like rivers of water. Turn my heart, O Lord, by your hand, till my whole
Has everyone been served? Thank you. We're going to sing a couple more songs here before we take our offering together. These are songs of praise and songs of thanks, songs of worship for what God has done in us, for what he has saved us from, and for what he's saved us for in his life coming here for each one of us. Let's stand as we sing these two songs.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious. I am lifted up, Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb, worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced
wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb seated on the throne. Crown you now with many crowns. You reign victorious, high and lifted up. Jesus, Son of God, the darling of heaven crucified. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Please be seated.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss! The Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring sons to glory.
Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that nailed Him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gift, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His have paid my ransom.
But this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Amen. Ushers, please come forward for the offering. As we pass the offering, I want to just welcome our visitors here with us today. Thank you for being here with us. We don't ask you to participate in the offering. This is for our brothers and sisters of the congregation here. You're not obliged for that. We would like to draw your attention to our card, if you would. If you'd like to, you're welcome to fill out a card and leave that at the information desk out in the foyer. We'd like to get a chance to meet you, stay around, meet our ministers, and I'd just like to get a chance to know you. So thank you for being here today. We're going to sing a final song here, and then going to have one of our members, one of our brothers, Aaron, is going to come up with a closing prayer, and Dan Cooper is going to have a couple of announcements for us.
Give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One, give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Aaron, why don't you come on up? And these are three requests that we, they have just today been brought to our attention, and we're going to ask Aaron to pray over these right now, and then you can take these requests home with you as well and be prayerful. Then after Aaron leads us in that prayer, just a couple of other real quick announcements. One is we just learned Carolyn, who requested prayers for her father and brother, just learned that this past Tuesday, her father did pass, and so our prayers, condolences for Carolyn and her family during this time, Carolyn's family. Also, Cookie has lost her brother. This is the third brother in the last 12 months to pass away, so we want to be prayerful for Cookie and her family. And the flip side of that is we have some happy news. Aubrey has given birth to a little precious baby boy. And we want to be thankful for God for that. Mom and baby are doing fine, but mom has dangerously high blood pressure. And so we're asked today to pray for Aubrey that her blood pressure will get under control. So Aaron, lead us in that prayer.
Would you bow with me? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you today, beautiful fall day, the beautiful colors on the trees, the changing of the seasons, Lord, one of the beauties of living in this area. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've given us. We thank you for family. And as we think of family, we think of some of our own family who are struggling right now, thinking of Carolyn and her family and the loss, and also Cookie and her loss and her family. Lord, we ask that us as brothers and sisters, we're there for one another when these hard times come up, and lend a helping hand and a shoulder to cry on. And Lord, we just ask that you comfort these two families as they're struggling right now with a loss. We give you thanks for Aubrey and the birth of another child, Lord, but also thinking of Aubrey as just health concerns after giving birth and her blood pressure, and be with the doctors and treatment. It's tough enough having a new baby, and but then with other health concerns and issues, Lord, we just ask that you be with the doctors and give them wisdom as they give the best treatment. Lord, we thank you for this congregation and what this church is doing for our community. We ask, Lord, that we are continue to be a blessing in this community, and that the community looks at us, and when they look at us and the work we're doing, they can see Jesus through our actions. We ask, Lord, that you be with us as we go our separate ways and give us safety. In Jesus' name, amen. So, this Wednesday is our, I don't know how many annual, doing our trunk or treat, and we're hoping you all come back Wednesday. There will be a meal here prior to the trunk or treat. If you haven't signed up, it's not too late. Nothing fancy, it's hot dogs, but hey, you know, hot dogs, it's the time of year. So make sure you sign up for the meal, and it is rain or shine. So it looks like Wednesday is going to be a lot of rain. If it's a lot of rain, I count, we probably have about 60 doors in this building. If it's raining, we're just going to bring trunk or treat inside the building. I haven't talked to the elders yet about this, but I got a thumbs up, so okay. So, but we're going to bring it in the building, and the children will just walk around and get the candy inside. We're going to have some activities. There'll be some refreshments after the trunk or treat. So please come out. If you don't have children, still, just pass out candy. It's fun watching, seeing all the costumes. And even some of our adults get dressed up, which is fun. But please come out and participate in the trunk or treat. Come out for the meal. It's a great community thing. Please tell your neighbors. Where we live, kids don't trick or treat. But, you know, so it's great for, like, in the areas we live to just come out. It's very safe. So invite your friends, family to come out for the trunk or treat.
And to the adults that don't want to wear a costume, just come as yourself. And that can be entertaining. So anyway, that's fun. Hey, listen, I want to give you kind of the next 7 days. Aaron has already mentioned the trunk or treating. But next Saturday, hope for the holidays. If you or know someone you know has lost a loved one, especially in the last year, but if you've lost a loved one recently, the holidays can be a very, very difficult time. Oh, is it 2 weeks? Ah, 2 weeks from today, okay. I was trying to get a jump start on that. So, anyway, nonetheless, all the more reason to give them an invitation, and if you've been one of those ones that have lost a loved one, I know my mother passed 3 years ago, and Glenn and Debbie just do a phenomenal job of helping to cope with that loss and that loneliness that first year. So keep that in mind, if you will. Aaron has mentioned the trunk or treating. Tuesday is the ladies' class that meets here at 9:45. Monday night is a men's study. Harry does a great job. I'm sorry? And that's the last thing I'm going to mention. I'm building up. From Saturday to today, Anita won't let me forget. 4 o'clock, the play, She Loves Drama. We all love drama. Diana and the team of workers that she has, our young people, have done a phenomenal job. Several have seen it already, the dress rehearsal. So don't miss that at 4 o'clock. Stay around for a time of refreshment, meeting and greeting afterwards. That's today at 4 o'clock. Most of the life groups that meet on Sundays have dismissed today. So get a bite to eat. Be back here at 3:45, 4 o'clock start time. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he lift his face upon you. Go in peace. Amen.